Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Hi everyone, big news. Our clinic is getting a check-in kiosk. What this means is that patients will be able to check themselves in to their medical appointments by clicking through some buttons in the kiosk. You will no longer have to do it for them. I know all of you have been very busy answering phones, scheduling appointments, and checking patients in. So hopefully, this helps to make your work easier. We'll have a very short training session next Tuesday on how the check-in kiosk works.
Number 71. Where does the talk most likely take place? Number 72. What is mainly being discussed? Number 73. What will happen next Tuesday? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following podcast.
Welcome to a new episode of Tomorrow's Technology. Today, we'll be talking about drones. If you're planning to buy your first drone, here are a few things you need to know. To begin with, if you want to use the device for commercial purposes, such as photography or videography, then you'll need to apply for a license. I'll share some resources at the end of this podcast to guide your application process.
Number 74. Who is the podcast intended for? Number 75. According to the speaker, what will some listeners need? Number 76. What information will the speaker share? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention exhibitors, welcome to the Digital Signage Expo, where representatives selling digital billboards and video displays can interact directly with buyers. The exhibit hall will open in 15 minutes. To ensure everyone's safety, we request that you clear your exhibit area of boxes and debris, and be sure cables and electrical cords are securely taped to the floor. And remember, the exhibit hall will close at 5 p.m. today, so that exhibitors can attend this evening's reception. That will be held in the building's main lobby.
Number 77. Who are the listeners? Number 78. What does the speaker request that the listeners do? Number 79. What will take place in the evening? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Welcome to Money Reveals, the podcast for smart investors. This week, I'll be discussing the best tips for amateur investors if you're just getting started. But first, this episode is brought to you by CodeWord. Don't search online for discount coupons any longer. CodeWord is a software application that scans the internet for promotional codes and applies them to your online shopping cart. If CodeWord finds any discounts, an apply coupon button will automatically appear at checkout. What's more, the first 100 listeners to use the download link on my website will receive free music festival tickets.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81.
According to the speaker, what can a software application be used for?
Number 82.
How can the listeners receive some free tickets?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is So Jin in apartment 2A. I just moved into the complex last month. I'm calling about a problem with my kitchen sink. The drain is completely clogged, so the water won't go down. I've tried a few different drain cleaning products, but they didn't help. I think I've done all I can do. I'm at work now, but I'll be home this afternoon. Could you call me back so we can arrange a time to meet there? Thanks.
Number 83.
Who is the speaker most likely calling?
Number 84.
What problem does the speaker have?
Number 85.
Why does the speaker say,
I think I've done all I can do?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Next Tuesday, the 11th, is our office cleanup. We'll have bins stationed all around the office for you to put garbage and recycling in. Be sure to shred any documents that have private client information on them. Our office manager, Rajiv, has rented some extra document shredders for us to use. Thanks for taking care of that, Rajiv. Now, we've hired two new accountants who are supposed to start in a month, and we need to make space for their desks. Now that our work is mostly paperless, the south corner of the office has a lot of empty file cabinets.
Number 86.
What will the listeners do next Tuesday?
Number 87.
What does the speaker thank Rajiv for doing?
Number 88.
Why does the speaker say,
the south corner of the office has a lot of empty file cabinets?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello, and thank you for calling Ziegler Incorporated, the area's top supplier of office paper. Due to bad weather conditions last week, roads around our warehouse were closed. As a result, customers may be experiencing delays in receiving their recent orders. Now that the roads are clear, we've resumed deliveries. However, we'll need a few days to catch up. To make up for this inconvenience, we're offering customers a 20% discount on their next purchase. To claim the discount, enter your invoice number on our website. Once you do, your discount code will arrive in an email.
Number 89.
What does Ziegler Incorporated sell?
Number 90.
According to the speaker, what problem is the company experiencing?
Number 91.
What will arrive in an email?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
As members of the city's Arts Commission, it's our responsibility to manage arts programs and initiatives. The mayor's decision to redevelop the Hoverton District is welcome news across the community. And for our commission, it's an opportunity to integrate sculptures into public spaces there. We'll need to determine what overall community themes should be addressed and prioritized. So I think it's important that we conduct a survey regarding the residents' preferences. It's a diverse community with a range of perspectives to consider. And, of course, in order for the artwork to be built, we'll need to hire a skilled artist for the task. I think Alvaro Gomez has won several awards.
Number 92. What has the mayor decided to do? Number 93. What is the goal of a survey? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"I think Alvaro Gomez has won several awards"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following message and seating chart.
Good afternoon, Mr. Kwan. This is Olga Popova from the Smith Theatre. You're next on the wait list for theatre tickets. On your preference form, you requested 4 tickets together in either the orchestra or the mid-balcony. Unfortunately, those sections are completely sold out on the date you requested. But I do have 4 tickets together in the lower balcony for that date. I'll be happy to set aside those tickets if you'd like. I can hold this request for 24 hours. Please call our box office as soon as possible to let me know if you're still interested.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. How much do tickets in the available section cost? Number 97. What does the listener need to do within 24 hours? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following tour information and map.
Welcome to this bus tour of the Kenzie Harbor. Unfortunately, one of the stops on our itinerary, the museum, is closed, and we won't be able to visit it. The museum had a water pipe burst overnight. It looks like repair and cleanup work will last this whole week. I apologize, since I know many of you were looking forward to seeing the museum's exhibit on local fish. To make up for this, we're providing complimentary meal vouchers so you can enjoy a free lunch on us when we get to the area around the cannery.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which stop has been canceled? Number 99. Why has a stop been canceled? Number 100. What will the listeners receive?